Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
803 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. There's one thing I always thought, and Lance, when it first came out, you know, Tony Busby with the making it all public with everything with Deshaun and everything else. I thought, what are you doing? Unless you're trying to reach people who are possible jurors, there might not even be a jury. It could be just a judge in a civil case. What's the sense of making this so public? Who cares what public opinion is? However, in the case with the police here, there's so much information and there is so much publicity about this thing. It may be forcing them to act, you know? I mean, I'm sure publicity for a particular case has really influenced the police department or the DEA's office that they have to do something. So there is I would imagine there's some pressure right now. And Kim, I don't know if it's federal, federal prosecution that's going to come, or whether it's going to be local prosecution that comes, whether or not, you know, the police department feels like they're going to have to act. But all of this publicity about this Deshaun thing certainly put some pressure, I don't know, on the civil case, but if he is charged criminally, that certainly helps the civil cases. No,
does it?
No, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know that it helps. I don't know how it helps it, because then you have a player who maybe is going to not have as much money to settle either. You know what I mean? It makes them, I think, less likely. What's the rush to settle if you know you don't have? There's no football in your future. I'd have no rush to settle. The rush to settle, or the impetus for settling, is to get back on the field and earn your paycheck in the NFL. If there's no more paycheck, if you have criminal charges and the Texans cancel your paycheck, how do you think you're going to get the settlement you're looking for?
He still has money, and you know what? They're going to get their settlement on what the judge values. That's regardless. You know, they're going to get their money regardless, because he will have future earnings.
He won't settle, but he won't have future earnings if he's in jail. You can't point to a future earnings for a guy who's going to go to jail potentially, because there's no guarantee that guy can ever play again if he goes to jail for sexual misconduct and sexual assault. So I think that's actually. I actually think that's counterproductive. There's no rush to get any deal done if he thinks he's not even going to have an NFL contract. So I'm not sure about that. I think Tony Busby, you know what I think Tony Busby wants to happen? I think he wanted a deal to get done. I think they got close to getting a deal done, and for whatever reason, there was four they couldn't get done. And that's the hang-up. I mean, they had 18 figured out, and it was for a lot less money than I anticipated, a lot less. And you know, there's a rumor that 18 were going to get done for $100,000. Does that seem even possible, John?
Well, I think that there are so many of these that are, you know, not even misdemeanor worthy. I mean, just because he exposed himself. You mean a guy was naked at a massage? Really? I mean,
dude, if Deshaun could go back and pay $1 million right up front, it would have been a lock. I can only imagine what Rusty is. And look, I'm not trying to make light of this or trying to minimize it. I'm just saying from a strategic standpoint, what an abject disaster Deshaun and his team has.
Well, it was well before Rusty got there, so.
No, I know. Yeah. Whoever his team would be, whatever they.
Rusty's the beneficiary of that. Of that stupid decision.
Well, and this is why you see some people who, and I'm not proclaiming Deshaun's guilt or innocence on all 22 counts. I think where there's smoke, there's fire. My guess is there's some stuff that has gone on for sure. However, I do recognize that there are some times where there are people who will do a deal. They'll get something done because they don't want to take the chance because they know that it can invite other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they settle
so
that they just get it over with. I know the Cowboys are apparently dealing with some things like that.
Well, they gave $2.4 million to the cheerleaders. But here's the deal, though. The Cowboys did an internal investigation, and they didn't. There was no wrongdoing whatsoever. So good news. There was no wrongdoing, but they did pay the cheerleaders $2.4 million. And, oh, by the way, there is an investigation coming about more possible. But Jerry says they did it. Nobody did anything wrong here, but we are paying them $2.4 million, just so everybody knows.
So here's for those who don't know, here's what happens. According to documents obtained by ESPN and people with knowledge of the situation, the cheerleaders accused Rich Dalrymple, the Cowboys' senior vice president of public relations and communications, of using his security key card to enter the back door of their locked dressing room during an event on September 2nd, 2015. One of the women alleged she clearly saw Dalrymple standing behind a partial wall with his iPhone extended towards them as they were changing their clothes. I mean, what a basic-ass move. According to people with knowledge of the events and letters sent by attorneys for the cheerleaders to the team, here's where it gets even trickier. In a second allegation, a Cowboys fan who was watching a live stream from the team's war room during the 2015 NFL draft swore in an affidavit he saw Dalrymple taking upskirt shots of Charlotte Jones Anderson, a team senior vice president, and the daughter of owner Jerry Jones. The alleged incident was raised by the cheerleader's attorney during the settlement talks and cited in the final document. Apparently, this guy went to the Facebook page and said, "Hey, I just want you to know, I just saw this going on the live stream. You need to be made aware of it." It includes a non-disclosure agreement barring the cheerleaders, their spouses, and Cowboys officials from discussing either episode. Dalrymple told team officials he entered the cheerleaders' locker room to use the bathroom, not knowing the women were in there, and left right away. In a statement, Dalrymple, who retired in January, said both allegations were false. And last week, Jerry Jones told the NBC affiliate in Dallas, "First of all, the cheerleaders are iconic, a vital part of what our organization is, the Dallas Cowboys. We took the allegations very seriously. We immediately began to look-see an investigation into the situation."
A look-see. Well, look at it. Hey, I'm going to take a little look-see here.
Yeah. who says a look-see?
Who says look-see?
Same guy who said, "I'm about that glory hole." Same guy who said that. I can assure you that had we found that in need be, there would have been firings or there would have been suspensions. So anyway, Dallas ended up saying, "Let's just cut this off."
They did a look-see, okay? Yeah. So
their look-see
determined. Fine.
Their
nothing
look-see
to see
determined.
Here. We look-see.
How much is it going to take for us to just stop this stuff here?
We did a little look-see here.
What is it going to take for us to shut this down? $600,000 per? That's the payout. All right, here we go. Boom. Out of here. NDAs, and this is over. Okay. So sometimes you make those decisions, but yeah, so I don't see the Texans waving Deshaun Watson. I really don't. More and more, this is picking up some steam, by the way. More and more people saying that. And once again, I'll go to the fact that, why? Because you're annoyed by it? The Texans should cut him. It's not really hurting you. It's not costing you money. It hasn't started costing the Texans money yet. They're not cutting somebody because you're annoyed by the situation and you just want it off your plate.
It's annoying. Get rid of him.
Let
him go.
I mean, it's just such a – what's the phrase that people said? It's a It's a hassle for the team. What hassle? What hassle? Deshaun's
well, it's a
Deshaun's
hassle paying somebody $10 million and not doing any. Now, well, you know what he did all year? He played golf at Wildcat.
That's why, John, this is why Bucky Brooks was always right from the very beginning. And we fought
that
him
he
on
was
this.
Gonna be,
he
Deshaun was
always
improve
right.
His golf game? Is that what he said?
No. Bucky said, no, you make him play. You make him play. And then if he doesn't play, you go after his money. It was really that simple. And the Texans decided not to. And
well,
I think it's because they wanted to.
With Ben Simmons, though.
I think it's because they wanted to play nice.
He's got mental health problems. That's all. He's got a back problem. He's got hamstring problems.
No, you don't. You still start the process. And there have been issues where players have tried to keep their money and they lose. You then go to – you start the process so that you don't have to. Then you can go to a court of law to, or an arbitrator at least to get a final decision because there is arbitration that's set up in these contracts. The Texans didn't even do that. Well, I guarantee you they're not going to just – I mean, unless they're the dumbest organization on the planet, and that would include Nick Caserio, they're not just going to sit by and pay Deshaun Watson this year for him to do nothing. It just – you can't do that. You can't do that. But they're not also – they're not going to just cut him and say, well, win some, lose some.
Yep. Well, all right, we'll continue it on the other side. 713-780-3776. If you've got any thoughts you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. We got open board. What do you want to talk about? You're more than welcome. Lance is at the Combine in Indianapolis. We'll get back to some of that on the other side. But first, I want to talk right now about my people over at Chastang Ford. I really, really, really like those people. I mean, it starts at the top with the Chastang. They can't be nicer people, and they literally do this every single time. They want you to be in that Ford car or truck, the best vehicle that you can possibly get, customized exactly how you want it at the best price that they can give it to you. When they were talking about rebates still last month, when other dealerships are not only not giving rebates, but they're marking up the cars $5,000 and $10,000 just because they can right now, I mean, that is literally happening out there, which is ridiculous. Chastang Ford is giving you rebates. Chastang Ford is never going to mark it up. And they're not going to add anything on either. When you get to the other dealerships, they're going to be, oh, you need these leather seats. Oh, you need this sunroof. Oh, you need this bed liner. And that ain't happening at Chastang Ford. It just doesn't happen. How do you want your vehicle? You get it exactly that way every single time. And they're going to work that deal to get you at the payments you have to be at. That's one of the first questions that they'll ask you every single time. Go online right now. One of the things is, okay, one of the first things is, how much do your payments have to be at? Because that's the most important thing, that you don't choke on this car. All at ChastangFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. I just got on the Twitch. If you want to get in, you're more than welcome. You can see Lance on his NFL Network show on one of his, I don't know, but he's on a mobile today. He's in Indianapolis. It's just a picture of him. You got to put the picture of him in his Cowboys hat. That one.
Don't do that.
That is the best picture of you ever. Or laying in bed, that one where you're laying in bed sick.
Don't do that. No one did that to you when you were out.
Oh, no. Oh,
doing a show live. No one did that to you. They had a picture good
picture. Did they put up? I saw the picture that they put up there.
It wasn't bad whenever you had one.
Yeah, it was.
Don't put the bad picture up. I'm watching now.
Get on Twitch, and I've just got on, so if you want a shout-out, I'm on the chat now, so let's go. Henry wants to talk about Deshaun. Let's get him in here. Hey, Henry.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good, Henry. How are we doing?
I'm doing great, man. I listen to you guys just about every morning.
Appreciate it.
You know, ever since this Deshaun Watson stuff got kicked off, I was one of the ones, like, I'm not trading the guy. You know, I understand he was upset, what went down and whatnot, but I was always on the bandwagon of, hey, make him play. You signed the contract, make him play. At this point, we waited, see what's going on. Nobody's trying to trade to get him right now. We're wasting time. I'm not going to release him. We need to make him play. He needs to play or take his money. I think somebody suggested that you hit him in the pocket. And that's what I would do. You know, and I know that's an old school mentality, but you either pay or play. I mean, if you don't want to play, okay, fine, pay the fine. But you're going to play. I mean, if we release you, we don't get nothing for you. And there's not a suitable trade out there. Nobody is willing to take the risk with everything still being up in the air. And we're just wasting time sitting on a commodity right now. His talent is being wasted. His youth is being wasted. Everything. We're just wasting time. Get him on the field. I mean, I promise you, hit him in the pocketbook. He'll come out there and play, and he'll give you his all. His football, it ain't basketball. He can't pull a James Harden and go out there and half-ass it. He'll get hurt. And that's all I got to say about it.
I think that's a really interesting phone call. And here's why, for two reasons. Number one, I think it's interesting that we call it an old school mentality that people abide by a contract. That in literally every walk of life, that's not an old school mentality. That no one considers it old school to have a contract where the employer must abide by the contract and the employee abides by the contract that is collectively bargained from both sides. That's never considered old school. In baseball, a CBA is not old school. A basketball and football, CBAs are not considered old school. But now it is considered, and I'm not saying Henry's wrong. I'm saying it's unbelievable that we consider that an old school mentality, that we expect both sides to live up to a contract that was literally just negotiated. Number two, John, it is interesting that we've never really discussed the game of chicken between Deshaun and the team, where the team says you must play or we are going to take your money, and we are going to live by this contract that we just signed, and you are going to live by that. The Texans have never given it any thought. Now, do you think they would have given that thought if all the lawsuits didn't happen, John, that they would have played hardball more?
No, I think they were getting rid of them. I think if the lawsuits didn't happen, Deshaun might have embarrassed the organization, you know, by talking about Cal. And that's all you have to do. We've seen guys talk about an owner, you're gone, you're done, you're out. You can't talk about the owner. We saw it happen in Jacksonville with the owner's son, and he just done. So listen. I think we're all just assuming the Texans want him. How about the fact that with all of these lawsuits, they don't want him anywhere near the organization? This has been an organization you know from the get-go. They crossed guys off of for the smallest infractions. They crossed them off their draft lists because of the type of organization that they wanted.
What's the McNairs? It's the same family.
That's right. That's right. And so, listen, you can want all you want, Henry, about, you know, hey, you put him on the field. Not if they don't want him. They don't want that as the face of their organization. This is the Houston Texans. They do not. I think this is a mutual deal. They don't want. He don't want to be here, and they don't want him here. So that just play him thing. I don't think that's by. I think that's by design. We don't want. We're not putting him. We're not putting Watson number four back on that field in NRG Stadium. Let's get Larry and Stafford in here. We know we're going to get we're going to get something that maybe the other shows will be using. Larry's here. What's up, Larry?
What's up, JD, Lance? Hey, man, hope y'all having a good one, man. You know, just wanted to chime in. Hey, Lance, let me ask you something. Do you think New Orleans would redo that draft for Zion Williamson and Ja Morant?
What do you think?
What Ja did to them... What John did to them Spurs last night, man, the Spurs might have to close shop after that punishment they took, man. That was one of the best games that I've watched in a long time, man. And for that kid to come from where he – for John to come from where he come from, not highly recruited, not doing not being that big in stature and frame and everything, for him to be bumping on dudes like he doing, man, you just got to appreciate the heart and the will of somebody that has made it his mission to make the NBA
Murray
his own playground.
Racers.
Larry,
the two best guards in the league right now might be a guy
Davidson.
Davidson and Murray.
Murray State.
Murray State and Davidson are the two best guards in the league.
That is unbelievable.
And we talk about all these bluegrass franchises like Kentucky and Kansas, and these boys go to Murray and Davidson, and they come to the league, and they just wreck shop, man. That's why I always say, if you can hoop, man, you can. They can find you. And then there was some dude that had some kind of podcast. They had Cade on there talking about if you're a hooper or if you're a ball player. I don't know what the hell that fool was talking about, that Jalen Green is not a ball player, but he's a hooper, and that means he's a loser. And sometimes, Lance, I listen to this stuff as I've aged and start drinking a little more hen, and I just wonder, where the hell did we go wrong with some of these clowns that we allow to make these kind of assessment of what you're going to be or what you're not going to be, man? Jalen Green is a dog, man. He's just young. And we've gotten to the point where we don't even allow people to grow, man. I remember when you stepped on the yard as a freshman, that was juniors and seniors up there that was trying to bust your head wide open. And then all of a sudden, guess who got to the top of the food chain when your game got stronger? You did. That's the natural progression of life, man. You got to go through some things before that maturation kick in. And I'll tell anybody, when I was dropping 40 on folks, man, it just felt like it was just a game to me, too. So that's how it all goes down, man. But look, Liz, you at the combine. Yeah. I've heard multiple people of your stature say, oh, no, this ain't no good draft, man. This ain't no heavy hitters in this draft. We don't know what these dudes going to be. There may be two or three or four dudes that's probably worth really taking a pick on. And so when I hear that, that's when it kicks in to me. I'm with Les Snead. F them draft picks, man. We need to keep our franchise quarterback. And, JG, I know you say that they don't want him on the field. It may be a couple people over there don't want him on the field, like Janice and Hannah. But I could tell you the other 70,000 folks that are tired of losing like me, we damn so do want Deshaun on the field. And I bet you that Nick Caserio want his ass on the field. And if you're talking about cutting Deshaun Watson and not getting nothing for him, they need to take your ass and all your credentials away from you and never let you speak another word about football in our hall.
That's Larry. Larry, when you own the team, then you, we see Janice and Hannah and Cal, they own the team. So they're the ones making decisions, don't matter what. And we saw that before. They don't care what anybody else thinks about anything. You know what? Jamie Roots was there 20 years. Beat it. Sorry. Okay, you don't like what we did with Nick Kisser? Beat it. All right? You don't like that? It does not. The most beloved equipment guy, Mike Parsons, was everybody in the building loved Mike Parsons. You know what they did? Beat it, Mike. Jack Easterby, beat it, Mike. And all the players were pissed because they loved that guy. And that dude is still getting paid. It's person after person after person. They don't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks. They don't care. You know what? We're going to run this place the way we run. We're going to run it into the ground, and we don't care because that's what we do. We're running this into the ground.
I don't think they view it that way.
But that's what they did.
Now, I don't think that's the discussions they're having. Mind?
How can we run this into the ground?
Hey, here's some guys. Have y'all thought about this? We're going to run this thing into the ground. Come heck or high water. I don't care what anyone thinks. The Lord is with us. Cal is with us. Hannah's with us. We're going to take this thing nosediving into the ground, okay, and have a great time doing it. I don't think that's the way Jack I think that's the way Jack talks. I don't think that's what Jack says. Hey, guys, have y'all thought about this? Let's see how much damage we can do, and let's see how much this fine gentleman, Cal McNair, is willing to pay for people who don't even work for the organization anymore.
Maybe.
Let's see how many good people we can scare out of here.
Well, maybe, Lance. Maybe they didn't plan it that way, but that's the cut. That's the results, okay, of all their actions. That's exactly what's happened. They might not have planned it that way, but that's what they did. And they become a laughing stock.
I may work on a new Jack. We may have to have Jack Easterby on a mobile call into the show.
Oh.
I'm going to work on something.
Sounds like.
Somebody's going to lose a media credential, and I don't care. And I don't care. I'll just watch
you're
on
not
TV.
Be welcome in that building, that's for sure. Oh, wow. 829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, today's primary day here in the city of Houston. You know that, right? Primaries all over. Not only here, but in Bryan. And there's an interesting story coming out of Bryan. We'll talk about it on the other side. But first, Lance, we got some insurance to pay.
TGS Insurance wants you to consider them when it comes to your homeowner's insurance. Now, here's the thing. They are not a homeowner's insurance company. What they are is an aggregator. They work as a company who aggregates the homeowner's insurance policies for you or the companies for you. They allow you to shop multiple A-rated companies with just one text message. You text, well, technically two. You text the word money to 232323. Then you they'll text you back. It's an automated text. Says, what is your address? And you text your address. Within 15 seconds, you're going to get a firm quote back from this this algorithm. And what they've done is they've got this set up with multiple A-rated insurance companies that are inside their big program, and they give rates very, very quickly. Now, they can fine-tune those rates. Those are firm rates, but they can fine-tune it based on what you want additionally in your coverage. But it gives you standard coverage, and so you can take a look at that rate versus what you're paying, no strings attached, and find out if you can save money. I've saved $700 the first time I used them, then $300 the next time, and then the next time after that, I wasn't getting a better rate, so I stuck with the same company for a second year. But I can tell you now, that's the thing. You've got to have competitive rates. People need to compete for your business, and the best way to do that is not by sitting on the phone with multiple companies for multiple hours. It's texting the word money to 232323. That's 232323. Text the word money. That's tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Today is primary day. You're out there voting today for your in your primaries. You know, you care. I guess more people are voting this year. We'll see. We'll find out. But it's just primaries to see. It's not the election. It's actually just the primary to see which side you want, who you want on your side.
Hold up, though. Did you see the lady?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking
Sarah
about here.
Okay, good. Yeah. Get to that story.
So, well, but it starts with this. Now, it's in Bryan, Texas, and it's the Texas Railroad Commission. And apparently Wayne Christian is the incumbent. And he's running for re-election. He's got four Republican challengers, okay? And one of them is Sarah Stogner, who you're talking about. But Wayne Christian, he's interesting. He's been recently accused of corruption. In December, he voted to approve a landfill project, overruling his staff's warning that it was too close to an aquifer. 3 days later, he reportedly accepted a $100,000 campaign contribution from the group building that landfill. That seems like, you know, we talk about the Texans, and they haven't hired Josh McCown. At any time, Josh McCown could be their quarterback coach. You know what? They want to put a little separation there. That, you know what? I get that. Dude, took 3 days later, he took a $100,000 contribution from the landfill company that he voted for. Seems like you would put a little separation between those two.
I mean, you're basically just saying, I don't care who knows it. I don't care what you have to say. You ain't my boss.
So now, Sarah Stogner is one of the people that he's going to be running against today in this primary. If you've seen the picture of her on a pump jack, she is, well, they blurred out the top. She doesn't appear to be wearing a bra.
From her TikTok account.
Yeah, it's on her TikTok. She's wearing panties and a hat, and that's it. And she is on a pump jack, and she's TikToking. And she's,
okay, so you just used it as a verb. What is TikToking?
Well, she's on TikTok. She's on a video on TikTok. I may have just created a verb.
You did. No, I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
She's TikToking on. I'd say typically it's. I don't know if it's. I'm going to have to look at this actual thing.
The actual TikTok? I haven't seen that. All I've seen is the picture of it, which has got her blurred out. And she's a lawyer. And she's running for this office. And the purpose of the video, she says, is to get more people talking about the March 1st primary. I've been jumping up and down for years, trying to do it the traditional way of being nice and proper, wearing my Sunday school dress and saying, would Jesus want us to let our groundwater be polluted?
You need to go find this TikTok video.
And no one seemed to listen or care. They're listening now. The video posted has amassed close to 60,000 views. What has it got now? How many has it got now?
I'm trying to find. She makes so many TikToks, and I'm trying to find where the original one was. I'm trying to find the original, her original TikTok. So I don't know. I can't find it. Here's one that has 43,000, but this can't be it. It's going to have way more than that.
So
I just know this though. She's literally topless. She has the T-neck panties or whatever they're called on. That's what whatever they're called. She's got those on, and she's
dental
riding,
floss?
Yeah, basically. And okay. She's riding on there. Oh, you mean Sarah Stogner learned that men are pervs? Is that what she learned? Well, like, hey, you know what? You know, I know this probably is unrelated, but you know all those women who are making $100,000 a month on OnlyFans accounts?
She's got a future.
I wonder if – well, I'm not saying that about her, but I wonder if it's because men are pervs, and if I do something where I straddle a pump jack with no clothes on, I wonder if I'll get attention. You will.
You did.
You will. You got Barstool Sports' official endorsement. They came out and endorsed her candidacy.
Here's the naked – here's what she said. Here's the naked truth, guys. We got some very uncomfortable things we need to talk about. Now that I got your attention, let's get dressed and get to work. I like her. I mean,
she understands how to get attention.
She does understand it, but you know what? I would vote for her.
Okay. You're easy. I mean, you're going to be targeted.
Listen, if I was a judge, she'd be not guilty. If I was in Brian, I'd vote for her. All of these.
So, I mean, if she's going for railroad commissioner, why not do something with a train?
Well, this is about energy. A railroad commission is about energy.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just trains.
Yeah, it's probably not even about railroads.
No, it's not. Well,
I'm running on the railroads being faster when they're going through Highland Village, so they get through there and you don't have to wait for a long time. That's my campaign. That's what I want the campaign to be. We're gonna have railroads going. We're gonna have these. Trains going at record speed, so you don't have to sit there and wait forever at the railroad crossing there at Westheimer and Richmond area when you're crossing over it outside of the gallery, inside of the loop. That's what I'm running on. So I don't have to. And if you ever see under my opponent, Greg, what's this guy? What's her arch enemy's name?
Wayne Christian.
Yeah. Wayne Christian, under Wayne Christian, you've seen these trains stop and back up unload in the middle of that. If you want to have a train that doesn't stop and back up in the middle of Richmond and Westheimer area in the Highland Village area, vote for me, Sarah Stogner, who I'm riding naked on top of a pump jack. I'm like, and here's John. She's got a good point.
No, she does
got
have a
great
point here. She's got a couple points here. Listen. Here's the deal: is she appears to be really smart too, and she talks about things. She harps on reining in oil company donations to the Railroad Commission, cleaning up West Texas water, and giving landowners more say in the oil and gas operations.
Okay, here's a question
for you. Sounds like a lot of stuff I don't care about, except for her TikTok.
Here's a question for her. She retweeted this 2 hours ago. 2023 Lake Robbins Drive en route to first poll stop. Let's go vote Texas, and she uses GEAUX. Are we letting a Louisiana person come in and try to take over Texas politics? I'm off. I'm out. Wait. We're not going to let the Russia of the Southeast come into our Ukrainian border and take over our politics. Sorry, Louisiana.
Well, what if they get undressed and get on pump jacks?
That's how they fool you. But see how easy it is to get you? That's a Russian troll farm move.
Well. Guess what?
Look at naked woman on pump jack. Maybe we'll take over your election.
You know what? I'm surrendering. Okay.
As I say, it's easy to get you.
Tom.
You're their target.
Okay.
I know how we can get American man. Put naked Russian woman on pump jack. He will vote for us.
Well, that was our political segment here.
When we come back, can I tell you about somebody admitting publicly to money laundering, and that somebody involves Hugh Jackson? There was a accidental money laundering admission. At least that's what Twitter believes, and it does look awfully suspicious.
Well, and
that happened yesterday.
And Hugh Jackson and our prowls are no longer a thing.
Yeah, they're no longer a thing.
Yeah, so
we'll get to that.
We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. Hey, where's John Clay Wolf? He didn't answer again? What's he? He's not taking our calls?
Went straight to voicemail.
Voicemail. I mean, what the deal, John Clay Wolf? We need a John Clay Wolf segment, don't we? I'm sure Twitch wants a John Clay Wolf segment. I'm sure they do. Who doesn't? I want one. I got a John Clay Wolf segment right here. It's called GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car, GiveMeTheVin.com. Let's go, people. Get more for your car. Unless you're giving it to your kid or, you know, selling it to your kid. I don't know. You could sell your car to your kid, I guess, or your nephew or somebody, or a good, really good friend, and you want to give them a great deal. Otherwise, I don't know why. Why would you sell your car for less? It's a piece of machinery. Get the most you possibly can for it. And that is at GiveMeTheVin.com. It's not even close. You're looking for the best way to get more for your car or truck. GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf pays, and he bought $1 billion worth of cars and trucks last year. Okay? That's a lot. You know how he does that? He gives you the most for it. So GiveMeTheVin.com. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, Sarah's catching it on Twitch. Twitch is ugly, though. Larry caught it a little bit in Stafford. Now Sarah's catching it.
I like Larry. I've always liked Larry's phone calls.
I like his calls, and
it's not just Twitch. I hear a lot of people who are like, "Get this idiot up here." I like that Larry.
But I like Collie's calls too. Back in the day.
Yeah, Collie. Now, sometimes Collie was way over the top. Collie was a different guy now. If you didn't hear it, then you don't know. But I've still got some Collie stuff recorded.
That's so funny. For those of you that are relatively new to the show, Collie was a black caller who he came up with the.
He was a bigot.
No question.
He was an admitted card-carrying bigot.
We had to get rid of Cowboy Bill because those two bigots went at each other. And, yeah, we had to get rid of both of them.
One time on the air at the same time.
Yeah, that was interesting. Well, Collie came up with, Lance, Tiger Woods, he ain't no Calanasian. If Tiger Woods goes in and robs a bank, you know what they're going to say? Black guy robbed a bank. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah. When they say who, that's more like Larry, but I'm kind of, when they say.
That's Cowboy Collie, Bill more than
Collie had some interesting. He went after Moochie Norris's afro, saying he looked like he had a chicken on his head. He talked about when he used to braid up his hair and run track in Dallas that you had to get it braided up real cool for the ladies whenever you were going to run track. We had some great calls from Collie. We had fun with him, and sometimes he pissed us off. But I want to get to this. This is pretty crazy. First, do the Art Briles thing.
So Art Briles had decided after Doug Williams came out, Art Briles was hired at Grambling to be the offensive coordinator for Hugh Jackson. They go back a ways in coaching, and so he hired him. And Doug Williams said, "Well, I'm out. Okay, you hire Art Briles. I don't want anything to do with Grambling anymore." Next day, Art Briles resigns because he's just too. It is too polarizing for a fan base. I mean, dude knows more often.
Art is officially done.
Yeah.
Everyone has, this has officially ended his career, officially.
And I think it's interesting. Just keep the – I don't have a problem with it. To me, I do think teams have the ability – this is the first time that I remember the public – well, it's not really the first time, but this is one where they said, no, you're not going to be able to do this. And the team – I shouldn't say the team backed down, but they may have, but Art definitely did and didn't want to bring any more attention to it. But I want the same energy to be kept across the board. Don't let players – who have been involved in that kind of sexual... In other words, if you have that energy for Art Briles, then you need to have the same energy if Deshaun Watson is found to have these issues. Are you going to have the same energy for Deshaun Watson?
Well, what about Kendall? I mean, nobody's had any energy for Kendall, and he was in the middle of
right,
it.
Right, right. Well, he was not... He was. And Kendall's like, Sean, oh, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what happened with Art, I mean, it's wide-ranging. If you've read all the stuff, it looks like they allowed it to happen without taking the proper measures to shut it down. Like, it was a dangerous situation to have women there. The players who are involved should get the same treatment as the coaches. People who are involved in that kind of stuff, when you're talking about predatory sexual stuff and rape and things like that, that can't, I mean, we just can't allow that kind of stuff to take place and then tell people they get second chances. Be consistent across the board, player, coach, GM, front office, whatever the case may be. Be consistent with your philosophy of not allowing second chances for people who are predatory. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Be consistent, because players should also not get this, well, you know, he was young, or we all make mistakes and, you know, do stuff like that. No, that's not going to be. If you're in charge of young men at a mm-hmm. school, you are going to pay a price. And Art has paid a price. I really thought at some point he would get back in. But if you can't be an offensive coordinator at Grambling State with Hugh Jackson trying to, you know, give you that shot, you're not getting back in at Louisiana Monroe. Which I always thought, Art can get back in it, you know, at a D2 school, an FCS school. If he really wants to, he could get in. I don't think so. I think he's done. You know, I remember talking to Art on the sidelines 3 years ago at the Senior Bowl, maybe 4 years ago, and I just, you know, was asking about, you know, what he's trying to do. He goes, I just want to get in. Like, I'd love to get in as a scout, as an offensive assistant, really anything, anywhere in pros, college, just anything. And so I knew he was willing to take anything he could find, but I think his this is interesting. This is one of the first times that I feel like a guy's career really is over for something he did. Like, it always feels like there's always a chance for somebody to get a second chance if they wait long enough. This one's not going away for Art. I think this is the death knell. And apparently he stepped down of his own accord, didn't want to bring any more pressure. But I don't know if there was any pressure that came to bear from behind the scenes. I don't know that. But if Art shut it down now, then this just tells people
the Williams thing probably. Doug Williams is Grambling now.
That's really a good point. Yeah. And if Art, you know, sometimes the news cycle will go away on you. But that is, you're right, Doug Williams. I mean, we're talking about an NFL legend who said, "I'm out on Grambling." Yeah, that's a really big deal. That's a really, really big deal. But that's interesting that's taken place, because now Art, basically anywhere else he goes, there will be another gathering of the public. You know, the public will get together through social media and the like. Call for the ouster of Art, so he's not going to be able to do that. Like, he's done, I think, right? He can't.
Yeah, no. I mean, that was pretty. I didn't think there was any chance for Grambling, let alone. And now he's had to go. That's it. He's done.
So when we come back, we will get into this. The Hugh Jackson Foundation was put on blast by a guy named Dan Murphy from ESPN. Dan Murphy is a college football writer, and I think maybe investigative journalist. I'm not sure, but he did a report looking into the Hugh Jackson Foundation, and what happened after he tweeted, the response from the Hugh Jackson Foundation has people making references to Ozark and money laundering. And you will find out how we may have seen one of the great self-tattling of all time on social media yesterday.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. But first, Lance, you got to talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios, building a custom patio. What does it mean for you? What is custom patio going to mean? Okay, I can tell you from the start, you're going to have some really cool stone flooring, or maybe you have stamped concrete. Maybe you're going to want the different types of tile, or I don't know, whatever it's called. I don't know the different stones. I mean, that's what Steve and Shell, that's his job to do that. You'll get the columns a lot of time that have these really cool stones, and they design it specifically for your outdoors. But the one thing you need to know is that they've probably designed a space that's similar to yours, so they're going to have, based on your outdoor space, and you may think, well, there's nothing really like here. It's just it's the back of my house, and there's nothing that, you know, you have a door, and then it leads out to a breezeway, and there's the connects to a garage. There's nothing here. You'll be shocked at what they can build onto your structure, so it looks like it was built that way originally. And I'm telling you, their work is phenomenal. They really can. Go look at the before and afters. But they're going to have a space that looks similar to yours that they've already worked on, so they can show you things. And they'll also do a CAD drawing where they can have an exact rendering of what your space is going to look like, your outdoor living space. And television, sound system, that's going to be included in there, a big screen TV that is made for the outdoor weather stuff. You can have a grill put in, an outdoor kitchen, a refrigerator, a fire pit, a fireplace. Maybe you want a griddle top like I'm having installed, so you can make your burgers, your chicken sandwiches, or cheese steaks, or eggs and bacon outside. They can do all of these. And whatever you think that you want, they can build for you. They can finance it for you. And you can truly live your best life with an outdoor oasis from Texas Custom Patios. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Get know when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.